Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am, as always, your host, the effervescent Michael Boldea. And we're back with you. It is, let's see, Thursday, I believe. Yes, it is. It's been one of those weeks. The kids were off. They had Monday off. Now they're back in school. It's ridiculous. Who can keep up? It's Thursday, January 5th, the year of our Lord, 2023. And we're starting the year off with a bang, as the kids like to say. Cannibals are back in fashion. Some guy got arrested for trying to eat another guy's face off. Because, you know, that's normal. You know, young men in the prime of their youth who are far more physically fit than yours truly are dropping like flies. They're getting tackled and never getting back up. They're having heart issues. And nobody wants to ask the pertinent questions because doing so would expose Pfizer and Moderna to a lot of queries. I don't know. If I was one who took Franklin Graham's advice and rolled up my sleeve because Jesus would have, I don't know how quietly I'd be sleeping at night. I'd be a little bit skittish, seeing that what, one who was what, he was like 28 or 38. He made a big stink when they first mandated the jabs. He said people who refused them should go to prison. He died in his wife's driveway of a heart issue. Football players. People, this is what they do. I have an excuse for not getting to the gym. I got kids to raise. I'm trying to juggle things. All these people do is work out, eat, and try to catch a ball or tackle somebody with a ball. I mean, it's not a high-stress job, is it? You're making millions of dollars for playing a game. You're just dropping dead of heart attacks left and right. Soccer players, same thing.
Well, you know, they may have had a secret cardiovascular issue and, you know, they maybe overexerted themselves.
That's all they do. How come this has become a thing over the last, I don't know, 12 months, 16 months? There's a correlation. I'm not saying causation. Because, you know, even Rumble has its limits, if you know what I mean. I mean, we're no longer on YouTube. Those of you that found us on Rumble. But I would surmise that even Rumble has its limitations. So I'm not going to say that you know, there's causation behind the fact that when a certain instrument of vaccination was rolled out to prevent you from getting the sniffles, which it turned out doesn't prevent you from getting the sniffles. You know, a couple months after that is when people started having los palpitaciones of the corazón, as the Spanish like to say. That's the heart palpitations. I know you're learning a second language listening to this program too. How much value can you get for something that's free? This is ridiculous. So, yes, the palpitaciones of la corazón started with the second jab. And now you've got what are supposed to be really healthy people either dropping dead altogether or just in really dire situations, just collapsing for no reason. And you're thinking to yourself, how long before the questions being asked get so loud that they become unavoidable? My answer is you'd be surprised. Now, I had some of yous, and yes, I use the word yous. No, I'm not from New York. But I had some of you reach out during the 2022 primaries going, oh, why aren't you like telling people, you know, I mentioned it. Go do your civic duty for whatever that's worth. But the reason that I've pulled back is because what I told you 2 years ago, 3 years ago, has now become demonstrable fact as far as there's no Democrat and Republican. There's nationalist and globalist. If you think voting for an R or voting for a D is going to make the difference, you're fooling yourself. I've got an article that I read. And you know what? Again, I am so over this kind of stuff, it didn't even bother me. I'm like, it was only a matter of time. Because these people will show their true colors. They're so full of themselves. They think they've won. They think they've mastered keeping control of this nation in perpetuity via either illegal immigration or mail-in ballots or what have you. Hey, you know what? All you need is another virus to lock you down for another 2 years. Chinese are working on it. I'm sure Dr. Fauci is helping out because he'll be looking for a job once he's done saving the nation. I'm really curious. Do you really think that Bumbling Joe actually got the jab or was it a placebo? Same with Il Dottore Fauci. Because what's coming out, look, I love him or hate him. The fact that Elon Musk spent billions of dollars just to burn it all down, it makes you kind of root for the guy. All these Twitter files that are being released every couple days, it's just like death by a thousand paper cuts. It's ridiculous. And apparently the thing everyone's waiting on is Fauci files. Because apparently there's Twitter threads that are quite incriminating, and not just of Il Dottore Fauci, but apparently Pfizer and Moderna paying off doctors to say, it's okay to get the jab, also paying off influencers. Now, there may be a money trail. I'm not saying there is, but people with free time that are real nerdy with it, could look into it because honestly, I know you don't think of it in these terms, but somebody like Franklin Graham is considered an influencer. I'd be interested. New house, new car around the time he came out and said Jesus would get jabbed. Maybe a nice little bungalow next to who's the idiot that was running, the commie that was running for president? Bernie. Maybe a cottage next to Bernie's vacation home. You know, because Bernie Sanders, he's, you know. Everybody's got a vacation cottage. Apparently Franklin probably does too now. Thank you for that, by the way, Franklin. Thank you. Yes, I reached out to Jesus. He never got back to me regarding whether or not he'd take the jab. So I understand you're rooting for it and you're all for it and you're really, really encouraging me to do it. But free will is what it is, and I'm going to go with the nay. The nays have it, Franklin. I know it's belated. Because right now, with people dying left and right, you're kind of shutting up about that, huh? But that's the problem. A lot of people think we're still living in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when there was no such thing as video or interwebs, where every single word you said didn't get stored somewhere in some cloud. And so they think that if nobody brings it up, if everyone's hush-hush for a couple of weeks, it'll blow over. It won't, Franklin. And every single other turd that went on that boat ride and insisted that in order to be neighborly and Christ-like, you had to risk your life and get stuff shot into your body. Now we're seeing the ramifications of, we talked about this. I know some of you are new to the program, and you're like, you keep saying we talked about it. You know what? I am an open book. I was going to say Libra, but some of you may, you know, accuse me of using astronomical signs. Libra is book in Spanish, you know, because, again, I'm trying to educate you. That's how good-hearted and well-meaning I am. But I'm an open book. Look back. Go back 3 years. Weekly program. 3 years times 52 weeks, 52 hours, 156, 158 odd hours. Give or take one or two because we may have missed a couple. Listen through that whole thing. You binge Yellowstone and it's got six seasons. I know you do. If you really want to know when I said something, go back and listen to it. And you'll see that we talked about this. The ramifications of what they're pushing on the people will come out. I've had individuals who were police officers. I had individuals who were working for the government. They're like, what do we do? Do we lose our jobs? If you can hold out until this blows over, it'll come back and bite them. They'll have to pull back on it. And the madness went away within about 12 months. But there will always be the consequences of what we've allowed. There will be the consequences of the madness, the fruit thereof. And we're seeing that today. By last count, it was like 736 professional athletes that either got their wires scrambled a la Katy Perry. Remember that one? The glitch? It wasn't a robot. It was her. She was on stage and she was glitching. Who else? Justin Bieber's. With his droopy eye, there was another, I think it was like Oprah's best friend or one of these talking heads. She collapsed on stage. Late October.
Nothing to see here. It's just, you know, I think that it's all circumstantial. I think that if we look into it and deep dive, if you look into it and deep dive, you'll scare yourself to death. I mean, you read that passage where men's hearts will fail them for fear of what is to come. How many people do you think are putting their affairs in order? After getting, what, two jabs and seven boosters, when they see professional athletes dropping dead before they hit 40. The anxiety alone is probably going to make people die, give them aneurysms and heart attacks. Thanks, Joe. I know. The best thing you can do for the environment is to go get a jab. What's the environment got to do? Well, see, now again, if you look at it from their perspective, the less people populating the earth, the faster the earth can heal. So technically speaking, Mr. Robinette Biden is right. If you want to help the environment, go get jabbed. Chances are you'll die. And the environment will return back to its natural luster the way it was always meant to be before mankind started building stuff. Look, at some point you scratch your head and go, yep, I get it. I get it. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve to live. Society has gotten to the point that there needs to be such a calling and a purging that the environmentalists will cheer to the heavens because, hey, the planet has rebalanced. We're a generation of idiots. It's just the way it is. I know. See, and you thought last week was me being nice. This is me being nice again. I don't make New Year's resolutions.
because I don't want to make promises to myself that I'll break. But I have said to myself, perhaps you will win more bees with honey than you will with vinegar. And then myself said to myself, nah, just do what you do. So here we are. President Joe Biden praised Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, for his loyalty. Mitch McConnell is the Republican minority leader, if I'm not mistaken. Yet he was praised by Mr. Robinette Biden for his loyalty. It wasn't his loyalty to the American people. It was his loyalty to the globalist agenda. Because what he was praising him for was the infrastructure bill that's going to cost you and I and anybody that goes to work in the morning and gets a paycheck and files taxes, $1.2 trillion. That's on top of untold trillions that, hey, here you go and here you go. You want to study homosexual monkeys? There's $1 million. But wait, monkeys aren't. It doesn't matter. Make them. I asked permission if I could say something nice about him, Biden prefaced. Mitch, it wasn't easy to get this done. It wouldn't have happened without your hand. So, public service announcement. The next time you get an email from the RNC, time you get a fundraising pamphlet from the RNC, which is the Republican National Committee. The next time you see Mitch McConnell's wobbly chin on television talking about how we need to band together and support the Republican cause, remember what Joe Biden said regarding Mitch McConnell and his wobbly chin. Mitch, it wouldn't have happened without your hand. When you're buying cases of Tums and Pepto-Bismol come tax season because you're paying 30-40% more than you thought you would because this $1.2 trillion's got to get covered somehow, just remember, it wouldn't have happened without Mitch's hand. The next time somebody knocks on your door or a poll watcher or whatever and says, hey, which side are you on? Politely tell them they're all the same side. Shut the door and go back to staring at your navel. Because we see now the manifestation of the things I told you we would see. The masks are coming off. They believe they have absolute power. Some intrepid news person, I don't remember who it was, actually came out and said that if they go after Hunter Biden, it'll make Joe Biden get reelected. So now it's no longer about justice. It's about political expediency. Hunter Biden's a perv. Hunter Biden's a criminal. Hunter Biden's criminality extends to his father. Supposed to sweep it under the rug because Joe's going to get reelected. You know what? If you're still holding out hope for Trump on a unicorn carrying M16s with an American flag tattoo on his chest, I don't know. Maybe buy another book. Come on.
We're seeing what's going to, we're seeing it play out. We're seeing what's happening. And now they no longer even pretend to be on opposite sides. They're like, yeah, hey, Mitch, couldn't have done it without you, buddy. It wouldn't have happened without your hand. We don't agree on everything, but here's what matters, Joe said. He's a man of his word. When he gives you his word, he can take it to the bank. It wouldn't have happened without your hand, Biden continued to gush. It just wouldn't have gotten done, and I have to thank you for that. Yes, thank you, Senator Mitch McConnell, for raping the American taxpayer in you. Thank you. Now, in case you haven't heard, it's just the House is, it's a clown show. It's been a clown show for the longest time, but it's continuing to just escalate. They haven't been able to decide on who will represent the House majority. There's infighting. And apparently they went, what, through what, 5, 6, 7 votes now? Still nothing. And while all this is going on, the global economy is collapsing in real time. England's inflation hits 13.3%. Not for stuff nobody needs, but for food. Food inflation is at 13.3%. But yeah, you know what? Who's gonna lead the House Republicans in bending over backwards to appease the Democrats? That's pretty much the question at this point, isn't it? Now, another thing we talked about, because I have to remind you of these things. Most people's minds are clogged with everything 24/7. Me, I remember the things I said. I have an elephantine memory. And I told you every time some Republican, either representative or senator, completely betrays their constituency, look for the payoff somewhere down the line. Understand that these people are no longer getting into politics to represent the people. They're getting into politics to position themselves for a big payday. They're getting into politics to position themselves for a paycheck. And the latest of these, of course, is Adam Kinzinger. He's going to become a, you guessed it, a CNN contributor. Look, somebody is pumping money into CNN because Lord knows it's not the viewership that's giving them money. And CNN seems to be the cutout for illicit payments to every single representative of government that quote-unquote retires and who played ball. If you played ball, you're going to get something for it. But what about our sacred honor and our that was back in the 18, 1700s. There's no sacred honor anymore. You're just a bunch of prostitutes. What will you pay me? Okay, what will you pay me? Well, then I'm going to say as you say because you offered me more. Former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger will join CNN as a contributor now that the January 6th committee has been dissolved. That dead horse has been dissolved. They beat that dead horse until nothing remained and nothing came of it.
They wasted your money. They wasted my money. They made a farce of the judicial system. Little old ladies are sitting in prison because they took a wrong turn and ended up in the Capitol. But hey, don't you dare go after Hunter Biden. You do that, it'll upset the apple cart. Don't you dare release incriminating evidence. What was it that the DOJ has held back? What, 400 files on the ever so clean and pure Biden family? I know the rising phoenix. If the phoenix rises, it'll be wearing a helmet and drooling. This is a banana republic if ever there was one. And right now, the people that don't get in line, stand up straight, toe the line, and follow the narrative, they're going to get kneecapped. Because again, it's no longer about Republican or Democrat. It's about globalist and nationalist. And I told you this 5 years ago. It wasn't a mystery why they hated the big orange man with all of his boils and faults and warts and pride and hedonism and self-aggrandizement. With all of that, the man was still a nationalist. And they couldn't have it. But hey, Mitch McConnell, they couldn't have done it without you, buddy. Yeah. We need your support, says the Republican National Committee. Help us defend America so that we could sell it down the river when it becomes convenient to our political aspirations. Look, there's still hope in local government. There's still hope in city, township, government. What was it I read earlier today? It was really good. There were only, what, 3 abortions in the entire state of Texas. Here, I'm going to try to find it because it is uplifting. It's encouraging. It's something worth looking at and going, hey, that's a good thing. I think that was the news. There were only 3 abortions in Texas in the month of August. All of them were to save the life of the mother. That's something worth celebrating. Imagine how many there would have been. But they're still fighting it tooth and nail. What's the latest thing? Oh, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the same people that gave the thumbs up to the jab, safe and effective for your 2-year-old, even for your 2-month-old, FDA will now allow retail pharmacies to sell abortion pills. Because if we can't kill them the old-fashioned way, we'll have to find a new way, huh? The Food and Drug Administration will allow retail pharmacies, big and small, to offer abortion pills in the United States under a regulatory change made on Tuesday. Until now, mifepristone, the first pill used in the 2-drug medication abortion regimen, could be dispensed only by a few mail-order pharmacies or by specially certified doctors or clinics. Under the new FDA rules, patients will still need a prescription from a certified healthcare provider. You mean those guys that you get on Zoom with? What happens to be your ailment? I know a guy who he got some sort of steroid prescribed to him by one of these fluke doctors on the interwebs because he wanted to get big bulging muscles. So don't tell me it's regulated, please. Was it testosterone or steroid? Whatever it was. Anyway, the point is this. You managed to shut down abortion clinics? Well, we'll show you. We'll just start selling abortion pills in every pharmacy. But again, you got to take the good news where you find it, and this is one that's worth celebrating. There were zero legal elective abortions in Texas in August, according to newly released figures by the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, showing the impact that the overturning of Roe v. Wade had on the state. Last year, in the same month, there were nearly 5,700. That's a small town in Texas. This year, zero. In Texas, which has a population of nearly 30 million people, child murder statistics leading up to the Supreme Court decision ranged from a low of 2,514 abortions to a high of 3,299 in the 6 months prior. Yet July saw only 68 and August only 3. According to reporting, none of August's were elective, but all were considered medically necessary to preserve the mother's life, Texas law allows. So yes, that is a win. That is something worth celebrating. But there's a difference between celebrating something and then going back to war, or just having a perpetual celebration while the godless continue their pursuit of killing the innocent. Because if you shut down their clinics, now they're selling abortion pills, these people will not stop. But fear not, there is more news. Unfortunately, not so, I guess, endearing is a good word, as the previous one we heard. Because this is where we're going. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? If I had to bet, I'd probably pick no. The Church of England has its first non-binary transgender priest. That's all. The Reverend Bingo Allison is the first openly non-binary and transgender priest ordained in the Church of England, which should surprise no one following their trajectory. The next thing will be, the first openly non-binary transgender furry with an eye patch and a peg leg. For decades, the deplorable denomination has been drifting on issues of theology and human sexuality, proving time and time again that there's 26 million members in the Church of England. That's all you got to know about rightly dividing the word, about people walking in righteousness and the fear of the Lord. 26 million members. That's what the Church of England has. And if you saw a picture of the Reverend Bingo Allison, you would understand why paper bags were invented. Oh, Brother Mike, there you go. Oh, stop. Really? Go take a look. Tell me I'm wrong. Subjectively, objectively, whichever way you want to take it. I mean, some people like ugly, and even those people who like ugly still go, yep, good reason. Good reason. Paper bags were invented for a good reason. Oh, mercy. So, here we are.
Look, the world is spinning out of control. And you get glimpses of atrocity once in a while, and you shake your head and go, I found myself going, how can it get any worse? And then a day goes by, and you figure out it could get worse, a lot worse. Colorado funeral home director receives 20 years in prison for illegally selling body parts. My question is, when will abortionists get the same amount of jail time for selling baby parts? Planned Parenthood? Got anything to say? Because look, if you can pull a full cranium after an abortion, it's good money, they say. They're selling it like it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. You want wings, thighs? What do you want? But this woman in Colorado, she thought, hey, I'll get in on the game. I mean, Planned Parenthood's doing it every day. They're raking in hundreds of millions of dollars. I'd like a new fur coat. Why not? A Colorado funeral home director was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Tuesday for illegally stealing and selling body parts without the consent of the families of the deceased. The Department of Justice said in a press release, Megan Hess pled guilty last year to one count of mail fraud and aiding and abetting under a plea agreement where other charges against her were dropped. Hess charged families up to $1,000 for cremation that never occurred, prosecutors said. And she also offered others a free cremation in exchange for a body donation. Oh, that is so morbid. Welcome to America. The phoenix is flying high. But unfortunately, the phoenix had some bad Taco Bell, and it's just everywhere. Oh, mercy. I can't. I need to take a break because it's Pete Buttigieg's taking military aircraft to 10 sporting events, and you got lines wrapping around blocks at food banks. And the people standing in line aren't homeless. They're what used to be the middle class of America who can't afford food anymore because everything has shot up in price. But hey, we're okay. We're so far from okay, we need binoculars, man. Now, I did run across another story, which I'll be the first to admit I have an abnormal sense of humor. Let's call it that. It's an acquired taste. Some people take offense. But you know what? C'est moi. What can I say? Listen to this title, and we're going to get into the article because you knew it was bound to happen. Look, eventually, the crazies start eating themselves. Right now, you have Colorado busing migrants to New York. Both of them are hippy-libby states. But, you know, you can't have homeless people roasting rats while the upper crust is at Vail trying to ski. That would be off-putting. What's that smell? It smells delicious, Buffet. Somebody's eating a cat. So, Colorado is now busing migrants to New York because New York already smells like urine and fecal matter. Vail, on the other hand, you know, it's too nice. It's easier to spot human feces in white snow than it is on the muddy streets of New York. You deserve it. Everything that is happening and will happen, deserved. I cannot stress this enough, but I will continue to highlight it as often as I can because it's the truth. You deserve it. I'm surprised there's still people living in Chicago.
50, 60 people getting shot every weekend. Eventually, you got to run out. Now, listen to this title. Man identifying as female accuses women-only social media platform of trans discrimination. It's beautiful. You look at something so horrific, it makes the 180 and it becomes beautiful. The Australian creator of a women-only social media app has been sued by a man who identifies as female and accused the platform of discrimination for barring him from using the app because he is a man. In a federal court lawsuit filed last month, the man who goes by the name Roxanne Tickle, the well-known Tickles, I mean, they were a staple in the Australian upper crust. Madam Tickle, Mr. Tickle, how are you? In a federal court lawsuit filed last month, the man who goes by the name Roxanne Tickle claimed that he was unfairly prohibited from using the female-only platform Giggle for Girls last September 2021. Tickle also claims that the company and its CEO, Sally Grover, said he was a man. Now, off the cuff here, why not start your own competing website called Giggle for Tickle? $1 million idea. But no, Mr. Tickle went after the Giggle for Girls. And look, you're a dude. But see, that's the thing. Tickle, hey, the company CEO Sally Grover said I was a man. Well, do you have man parts? That's beside the point. Do you have an Adam's apple? That's discrimination. No, it's a question, Mr. Tickle. That's how we identify men. I believe that I'm being discriminated against by being provided with extremely limited functionality of a smartphone app by the app provider compared to that of other users because I'm a transgender woman. You're a mentally ill man. Tickle, who is a man, wrote in a complaint filed with the Australian Human Rights Commission. Lawyers for Giggle at the Feminist Legal Clinic. So you got feminists going to court with transgender men who claim to be women because the men felt slighted that the feminists didn't consider them women. At this point, aren't you looking forward to a mushroom cloud? Don't you wake up in the morning, brew a pot of coffee, and go, all right, I'm going to look out the window. Fingers crossed. No mushroom cloud today. Maybe tomorrow. Lawyers for Giggle at the Feminist Clinic asserted in March that the decision had nothing to do with Tickle's chosen gender identity, stating that Tickle was considered male because on his appearance, prompting his removal from the women-only app. So I'm assuming this guy went in with like a full beard, one of those huntsman looks. Oh, I'm a woman. Let me in. And the feminist said, no, no. Tickle initially sued Giggle and Grover in federal circuit court and family court in July. However, he dropped the case due to concerns about legal expenses after Grover indicated she'd take the case to the high court if necessary. Tickle then asked the federal court's approval to launch the case and is seeking damages along with a written apology and complete access to the platform. What was it your mega church pastor said? Just let them have the marriage thing. They'll calm down. Huh? Huh? You don't negotiate with the darkness. You don't negotiate with the devil, because the devil will never keep up his end of the bargain. So, I also saw this, which isn't as bad as the lady that rode the porta potty to heaven. It goes to show that people are catching on. People are tired of being lied to. People are tired of being misled. And they're calling these people out, belatedly perhaps. But now there's an evangelist by the name of Kent Christmas. Not as exciting a name as Mr. Tickle. But still, Kent Christmas described by his church bio as a pastor whose passion is to strengthen the local church body and to share prophetic insight. ¿Dónde está Jesús? And I'm not talking about the gardener. Where's Jesus? Why isn't your passion calling people to repentance? It was good enough for John the Baptist, wasn't it? Anyway, evangelist Kent Christmas, described by his church bio as a pastor whose passion is to strengthen the local church body and to share prophetic insight, Christmas considers himself a prophet who regularly shares messages from God and other prophecies that turn out to be embarrassingly wrong. In 2019, he prophesied that 2020 would be a year of explosive joy. Well, it may have been for some people. I mean, not everyone likes their moms-in-law. If she went to the great beyond because of the vids, that would have been explosive joy. Anyway, that's so harsh. You know I'm not lying. It would also be, every year is going to be this. Financial wealth transfers. Every year is about a financial wealth. These people need new material. Apparently he was speaking for God, and he said, "What I," meaning God, "am now releasing in the earth is going to be so glorious, both spiritually and in the natural realm, that you will forget the pain and suffering that you have endured." I guess he didn't think it would last as long as it did, huh? In 2021, he again, prophesied, of course, claiming that the church would become full. Most were empty for most of the year, by the way. And that hospitals and clinics would become empty. Yeah, because everybody died. See, look at this. I was trying to be nice. I got 50 minutes in of being nice. But you can't be nice all the time. So apparently he botched that one. And then, of course, he felt the need to, trifecta. And his prophecy for last year was, prepare yourselves for 2022. And I'm sure there were like fireworks in the background, pew, pew, pew. Sickness and disease will be so bound by the church in the earth that hospitals and clinics will become empty while the church has become full. I am going to stamp out AIDS, says the Lord. Really, AIDS? Apparently Magic Johnson's still alive. He got AIDS back when Vanilla Ice was the big thing. I don't think AIDS is really... How about blood clots? Can we work on those, Mr. Christmas? I mean, people can live decades with AIDS. Apparently, the blood clots are killing 28-year-olds. But sure, let's pretend we're back in 1992. Oh, by the way, my beverage is no longer hot, but still delicious. Ah, black coffee. Cold black coffee. Look how I suffer for you. Oh. Prepare yourselves for 2022. Sickness and disease will be so bound by the church and the earth that hospitals and clinics will become empty. Are they? While the church has become full. I'm going to stamp out AIDS, says the Lord. Cancer's going to begin to disappear. And the world will stand and say, how could this be? I have an idea, I guess. It's maybe, you know how it takes light to travel so long? Apparently the light that you see, you know, in the sun took however many years to travel to you. Maybe that's how it works. And God just got the memo about the AIDS. 30-odd years later, that it's a thing. So I'm looking for Mr. Christmas's prophetic utterance in, I don't know, 2049. I'm going to stamp out the COVID. Wouldn't that be something? Look, you have to make fun of these people. That's the only way you're going to get through the day. If you take them seriously, you're walking through a minefield. You're hopscotching through a minefield. Because at some point, they're going to say something that's appealing to your flesh, and you're going to start sending it to all your friends on Facebook. The latest thing that I saw, I'm going to raise up women, warriors, prophetesses, and pestilences in the land. I saw that going through my feed like 700 times. Every divorcee, every cat mom, forwarding it to everybody, you know, look at this. This is my year. I hope you're right. Not going to bank on it. It sounds really fluffy to me. Sounds really fluffy to me. It didn't say I'm going to purge my church. Didn't say I'm going to separate the wheat from the chaff. I'm going to raise up prophetesses and preacheresses and pastoresses. Are all the men off to war? That's so misogynistic. Read your Bible. Paul was a misogynist too. Then we have an issue. So, I know. You're killing my dream, Brother Mike. I'm sorry, Eunice. I am. Not saying there can't be women prophetesses. I'm not saying women can't teach women. But the way these words are worded, it's to elicit a certain response from a certain demographic. Let's just put it that way. So all the warrior queens are already putting their hair up in a beehive, getting ready to do battle. Well, I hope you succeed. That's all I can say. But every single year, the same. Every single year, the message doesn't vary too much. And what's suspicious to me is that the message is never repent, return, turn towards me. It's never deny your flesh. It's this is your year. This is your year to prosper, to excel, to ascend, to walk in your calling. You're a priestess and a queen.
And I guess the 15 cats are going to be your council. There's that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You have Lutheran seminary preachers changing the scripture to call God he, her, and they. You have the Church of England ordaining its first non-binary, openly transgender priest. But yeah, you know, God's armies marching through the land, and the women kings are leading the charge. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's all I got for you, kids. That's all I got for you. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Gino, if you got anything to say, do it.
Well, I chuckled a lot today. Just, you know what I chuckled at, which is so sad? I chuckled at how you got to laugh at it because it is so bad. It really is. And that's why Paul said, in the last days, perilous times will come. And you know what? I would urge Ken Christmas to come out and be false so much. You know, where's the humility to say I was wrong? So that you realize that, you know, thus saith the Lord is dangerous if you're wrong. Thus saith the Lord. You're speaking on behalf of God, and I don't know. You know, Tennessee's supposed to be the Bible Belt, and where's the buckle on the Bible Belt? I think it fell off. God help us. Truth is what? Falling in the streets. I look for a man to what? Stand in the gap. Well, there's a big gap in Babylon. It's huge. And the sad thing is the amount of people that follow people that follow them right into what? A ditch, you know. But it's probably the thing I caught the most today. One of the things is, when will God say enough? Like Mike said, you wake up and you go, where's the mushroom cloud? That's not Mike just joking. That mushroom cloud is coming to Babylon. And I would even go so far to say as these open borders will probably produce a 9-1-1 unprecedented from the first one. If we think that's not going to happen, we're deceiving ourselves, because they for sure, our enemies will take advantage of a whacked out crazy president who is totally inept to what the plans of our enemy are. It's amazing since 9-1-1 how far we've fallen from that wake-up call that should have caused us to not fall, but to actually repent and go right with the Lord. So I would urge you, go to handyhelp.com and read the message God gave Mike about the other 9-1-1, because it's pertinent for the hour. And I don't know what kind of event it'll be, but I will say one thing, greater than the first. And God, you know, Babylon's going to be dealt with, because it's one other thing too, Mike said, you know, they just want to fight to kill more preborn babies. Just do everything to try to kill one more baby. And that's the evil in the borders of America, in leadership. And I just say one scripture verse. I look for a man to stand in the gap. You be the one to stand in the gap in your town, in your state, in your community. Thank you for listening to the Light of Truth broadcast. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.